the multidimensional Pushya Nakshatra. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to radiate a quiet strength, offering stability and guidance to those around them? They don't seek the spotlight, nor do they demand recognition, yet their presence alone feels grounding, reassuring, and unwavering. When you think about it, these are the ones who nurture, protect, and uplift, creating a foundation upon which others can grow. Their power isn't in dominance. It's in devotion, service, and wisdom. Is it any wonder that Pushya Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the nourishing udder of a cow, carries the energy of sustenance, discipline, and divine protection? This is the nakshatra of caretakers, mentors, and spiritual guides, those who provide both material and emotional nourishment. Pushya natives don't seek fleeting success. They build legacies, ensuring that what they create endures, strengthens, and benefits the world in the long run. Look at the teachers, healers, leaders, and guardians who seem to carry a deep sense of responsibility, wisdom, and patience. Whether in education, medicine, politics, or spiritual practice, they offer stability in times of uncertainty, wisdom in moments of doubt, and a sense of security when everything else is unstable. They don't act for personal gain. They act because it is their nature to serve, to uphold tradition, and to ensure that others are taken care of. And what makes them so powerful? It's their ability to balance authority with compassion, to know when to discipline and when to nurture, when to enforce structure and when to allow growth. Unlike the fluid adaptability of Punarvasu or the sharp intensity of Ardra, Pushya moves with deliberate patience, ensuring that every action is aligned with a greater purpose. They are builders of institutions, protectors of tradition, and pillars of strength for those who seek guidance. But here's what's most fascinating. Pushya's power isn't just in providing stability, but in shaping the future through disciplined nurturing. Whether in family, career, or spiritual practice, they understand that true success isn't about momentary victories. It's about what is sustained, what is passed down, and what continues to thrive long after they are gone. Their strength is not about control. It's about service, legacy, and responsibility towards something greater than themselves. So the next time you meet someone who moves with wisdom, who offers guidance without ego, who builds and nurtures with patience and care, ask yourself, are they channeling the steady, unwavering force of Pushya? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just responsible. They are the protectors, the sustainers, the ones who remind us that true strength lies in service, and that what we build for others is what truly lasts. The multidimensional Pushya Nakshatra, the MBTI connection. Did you ever notice how some people naturally take on the role of protector, guide, and stabilizer? They don't seek power for its own sake, nor do they chase fleeting success. Instead, they build, nurture, and sustain, ensuring that everything they touch is structured, secure, and designed to last. When you think about it, these are the ones who offer guidance without demanding recognition, who lead through quiet authority, who dedicate themselves to service and responsibility. Is it any wonder that Pushya Nakshatra aligns with MBTI types that embody stability, discipline, and a deep sense of duty? The ISFJ, INFJ, and ESTJ, each in their own way, mirror Pushya's protective, structured, and service-oriented nature. They don't seek power through dominance. They lead by creating systems, offering wisdom, and ensuring that what they build endures. The ISFJ, the defender, is Pushya's nurturing core, always ensuring that the people and institutions they care about are protected, well-structured, and supported. Like Pushya, they thrive in roles of service, whether as caregivers, educators, or community leaders, always focused on creating a strong foundation for others to grow upon. Their strength isn't in commanding. It's in their ability to foster stability, maintain tradition, and offer unwavering support. Then there's the NFJ, the advocate, the one who guides with deep wisdom and an almost mystical understanding of human nature. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns with Pushya's spiritual and nurturing essence? INFJs, like Pushya, carry a quiet but profound influence, leading not with force, but with insight, patience, and a deep-rooted commitment to something greater than themselves. They are the ones who offer long-term vision, guiding people toward personal and collective transformation with care and integrity. And what about the ESTJ, the executive, the one who ensures that order, structure, and tradition are upheld? Unlike the deeply introspective ISFJ and INFJ, the ESTJ embodies Pushia's leadership through discipline and organization. They don't just create stability, they enforce it, making sure that everything functions smoothly and efficiently. They thrive in building institutions, running organizations, and maintaining order, ensuring that whatever they establish is strong, sustainable, and beneficial to the collective. So when you meet someone who dedicates themselves to structure, service, and legacy, who leads without ego, but with an unwavering sense of duty, ask yourself, are they channeling the disciplined, protective force of Pushia? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just responsible. They are the guardians, the sustainers, and the ones who remind us that true leadership is about what we build, not just for ourselves, but for the generations to come. The multidimensional Pushia Nakshatra, the Enneagram Connection. Did you ever wonder why some people naturally take on the role of protector, mentor, and builder, ensuring that everything around them is structured, nurtured, and secure? They don't seek power for themselves, nor do they chase recognition. They serve, they guide, they uphold tradition. When you think about it, these are the ones who lead through quiet authority, who build lasting foundations, who dedicate themselves to responsibility and the well-being of others. Their strength isn't in dominance, it's in commitment, discipline, and unwavering service. Is it any wonder that Pushia Nakshatra aligns with Enneagram types that embody duty, structure, and a deep-rooted sense of care? The helper, type 2, the perfectionist, type 1, and the loyalist, type 6, each in their own way, mirror Pushia's stabilizing, nurturing, and protective essence. They don't just exist in the world, they hold it together, ensuring that everything and everyone is cared for, supported, and secure. The helper, type 2, is Pushia's heart-centered caretaker, always ensuring that others have what they need to grow, thrive, and feel supported. Like Pushia, they find their purpose in service, in nurturing relationships, in creating emotional security. They don't seek power for themselves. They seek to uplift others, to offer warmth and guidance, to ensure that those in their care never feel abandoned. Their love is devoted, steadfast, and deeply protective, just like Pushia's natural inclination to nourish and safeguard. Then there's the perfectionist, type 1, the one who enforces structure, discipline, and higher moral principles. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns with Pushia's Saturnian energy of responsibility and order? Type 1s, like Pushia, believe in duty, tradition, and maintaining the integrity of systems. They don't just nurture others emotionally, they build frameworks that ensure long-term stability and ethical responsibility. They lead not through charisma, but through unshakable commitment to what is right, proper, and lasting. And what about the loyalist, type 6? The one who builds security, trusts in systems, and ensures that everything functions as it should. Unlike the open-hearted nurturing of type 2 or the moral discipline of type 1, the type 6 embodies Pushia's protective instinct, always looking out for the collective good, ensuring that everyone is safe, prepared, and taken care of. They trust tradition, rely on structure, and make sure that nothing falls apart under their watch. Their leadership isn't about personal power. It's about creating environments where people can thrive without fear or instability. So when you meet someone who dedicates themselves to service, who builds not for themselves but for the greater good, who carries the weight of responsibility with quiet dignity, ask yourself, are they channeling the sustaining, protective force of Pushia? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just disciplined. They are the caretakers, the guardians, the ones who remind us that true strength is in what we nurture, protect, and leave behind for future generations.